Squeez Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squeez Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello and welcome to Squeez Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Thursday, July 16. In Squeez Kids Today, beluga whale rescue mission. Spain smashes France in World Cup semi. Fake sunscreen claims and the world's most expensive T-Rex. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
And we begin today's podcast in Canada, where a rescue mission worthy of an Octonauts episode is playing out as we speak. For the past 2 years, 30 beluga whales have been living in limbo in a marine park next to Niagara Falls. Once a leading tourist attraction nearby one of the most spectacular waterfalls in the world, Marineland ran out of money a couple of years ago, leaving its 30 beluga whale residents with an uncertain future. Now a plan has been hatched to transport the beautiful white whales thousands of kilometres across international borders to find a new home. 28 of the whales will make the trip south from Canada into the United States, where they will join the other sea life in zoos and marine parks like SeaWorld in both California and Texas. Two of the whales will have to dust off their passports and Spanish accents to make the trip to a marine conservation park in Valencia in Spain. Gosh, I hope they like paella. So, how exactly do you transport a beluga whale across thousands of kilometres? Well, the rescue mission is going to involve the whales travelling in specially designed tanks, loaded aboard planes. How about that? Flying whales. Now I've heard everything. And yes, don't worry, we'll be keeping an eye on this story and keep you updated as the mission unfolds.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in New York City, in the United States, where a T-Rex skeleton has just sold for over $50 million. Gus, the T-Rex skeleton, was dug up in a state called South Dakota, in a stretch of land renowned for its dino bones. Measuring 38 feet or 11 meters in length, or about the length of your average semi-trailer, Gus is believed to be 67 million years old and has a skull measuring about 1.5 meters, making him one of the largest T-Rexes ever found. Gus has smashed the record for the most expensive dino fossil, a record that was held previously by Apex the Stegosaurus, who sold in 2024 for a cool $44 million. That is one very expensive collection of bones.
Sport time!
It was Bastille Day in France on Tuesday, the country's national day of celebration. But they had not much to celebrate after Spain delivered a football masterclass, winning the World Cup semi-final against the heavily favoured French team. France went into the match as firm favourites, but it was Spain who controlled the game from the kickoff, keeping the ball far from French feet and coming away with a shock 2-0 win. Cue scenes of disbelief in Paris and scenes of wild celebration in Madrid. Spain will now make its way to the grand final of the World Cup to face off against either Argentina or England, whose semi-final kicked off this morning just as this podcast was going to air. The World Cup final, with its big halftime show starring Justin Bieber and BTS, will take place on Sunday evening US time or early Monday morning here in Australia. And here's a fun fact. The grass that they'll play the final on has been shipped into the stadium in New Jersey in refrigerated containers after having been grown off-site. And the man who is responsible for laying the turf brushes it every day and talks to it morning and night to make sure it's happy. That doesn't sound nutty at all. Every Thursday, Squizzy the News Hound sticks his snout into Squiz Kids HQ to report back on fishy things he's sniffed out on the internet. And today, his snout is twitching after coming across some outlandish claims about sunscreen on social media. Outlandish is a fancy word for silly and unbelievable. You see, Squizzy is a sun-smart pooch, and he always wears a hat or sunscreen when he's out in the sun. So he was dumbfounded to see a post on social media claiming that sunscreen causes skin cancer. How ridiculous. It's what's called health disinformation. Information that spreads online to do with our health that is plain wrong, often very dangerous, and most often pushed by people with no medical credentials whatsoever. And sadly, the internet is full of health disinformation. It's created to confuse and spread lies, and unfortunately, not enough people do as Squizzy says each week, and that is to stop, think, and check before believing everything they see online. Check the science, people. The science that is put out by actual scientists and doctors, not some random person on Facebook or YouTube. And you'll find that silly claims like sunscreen causes cancer are just not true. Why are people so easily fooled by this stuff? I mean, honestly.
Q&A call out.
Ah, do you hear that? That's the sound of kids author extraordinaire Andy Griffiths putting the finishing touches to his new book, You and Me and the Gigantic Knucklehead. And because Andy is such a great favourite of Squiz Kids, and because he's always hilarious every time we have him on the pod, we're excited to say that he's kindly agreed to once again take the Squiz Kids Q&A hot seat and answer any questions that you clever kids might have for him. This is your chance to get inside the head of one of Australia's favourite authors. Ask him any question you like about your favourite book or your favourite character or what it's like to be a writer or where he gets his silly ideas or if there's ever been an idea that's too gross to put down on paper. Ask him anything you like. Email through your question to squizkids@thesquiz.com.au and teachers, feel free to send in questions from your entire class. There are prizes to be won for the best questions, including a signed book pack from Andy himself. But you gotta hurry. You've only got until Monday, July 27 to get your questions in.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What sort of whales are being rescued from a marine park in Canada? Yeah, that's right, they're beluga whales. Question number two. Which team beat France to advance to the World Cup final? Yeah, that's right, it was Spain. Question number three. What is the name of the T-Rex skeleton that sold at auction for more than $50 million? That's right, the skeleton is called Gus. Yeah!
Shoutouts.
It's Thursday, July 16. Today is Rath Yatra, an ancient Hindu festival, also known as the Chariot Festival. Today is also Guinea Pig Appreciation Day. So, if you know a guinea pig or you happen to own one, give it some love today. It's also a special day today for these Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday. Luca from Helena Valley, Jack and Otis from Yarrawonga, Jet from Kiama Downs, Frankie from West Albury, Isabella from Curry Curry, and Sebastian from Geelong. And classroom shoutouts are back next week, my friends. And if you'd like us to give your classroom a shout-out, ask your teacher or a parent to send us an email with your school, class, and teacher's name, or complete the shout-out request form on our website. Or if you've got a birthday coming up and you'd like a shout-out, just send us an email at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow with the Kids versus Adults Weekly News Quiz. Your chance to prove who's been paying the most attention to the week that just was. In the meantime, get out there and and have yourselves a most excellent day. Over and out.